I wanted to talk to you a bit today about radio and CJNU. Arthur C. Clarke once said that any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic, and he's absolutely right. And for me, radio is the most magical technology. It really is the technology that ushered in the modern age. There were other technological advances before, to be sure, but they were all graspable. Steam engines worked in ways that were intuitively obvious, and anyone who's watched a pot with a lid boil knows that steam has pressure associated with it, and it's not hard to imagine the movement of a piston from that. Telegraph and Morse code existed, of course, but that made sense. You had to string a wire from point to point for the electricity to grow down. But radio is different. Radio makes no sense whatsoever. How can you generate a signal in one place that has no heat or light or apparent medium to carry it and have it appear almost instantaneously at a distance? To paraphrase the old quote that's sometimes attributed to Einstein, telegraph is like a long cat. You pull his tail in New York and his head is yowling in Los Angeles. Radio is exactly the same, except that there's no cat. This is the magic of radio. How can there be no cat? And what's more, radio has a second magical property which makes it singularly unique. As anyone who enjoys the hobby of distance AM broadcast listening or shortwave radio knows, radio signals can bounce off the upper layers of the Earth's atmosphere, called the ionosphere, to allow you to pick up radio stations from thousands of miles away, even on the other side of the Earth. It is this property of radio which helped to make the world small and usher in the modern era. No more did a farmer in rural Canada have to wait days for the news of the war to come in via the newspaper. They could simply turn on the radio and get news reports from cities that he or she had never traveled to in their life, with up-to-the-hour stories of what was going on in the world. Listen to Lorne Greene give his reports from the front line. Radio ushered in this brave new world. And what's more, all subsequent technologies are just radio in disguise. The black and white televisions of the 1950s, they simply sent a pixelated signal of encoded brightness levels via a radio, which the TV scanned out onto the screen. Color TV? Same thing. Only repeated three times for the red, green, and blue electron guns of the picture tube. Cellular phone? Another radio, sending encoded voice signals. Wi-Fi and wireless internet? Nothing more than a radio with an encoding scheme much like the Morse code to send the data. Everything is just radio. And radio is indistinguishable from magic. We just wrapped up our pledge drive here on CJNU, and I'd like to thank all the listeners who stepped forward in these difficult times to pledge their support for CJNU. But there's a further way that you can get involved here at CJNU, which isn't talked about as much. And I think that that's a pity, because it's the most rewarding way that you can get involved in this, your community radio station, and that's volunteering. If you're interested in radio and the music that we play, go over to the CJNU website at cjnu.ca and read up on how to become a volunteer. You could operate or produce shows, which is absolutely fascinating. You get to sit behind the mixer console and cue up the songs in our audio software, which for all intents and purposes is just a fancy MP3 player, and actually get the music an announcer picks out onto the airwaves. Or you could even get your own show, be on the air, play the kind of nostalgia music that you'd like to hear, and you don't have to be a professional. Look at me, I'm certainly not. You just have to have a passion for music. Here at CJNU, we keep the spirit of radio alive, and you can help if you'd like to, and I'd encourage you to do so. It's an absolute blast. And for the astute listener, you'll recognize the segue. Here's Rush with the Spirit of Radio. Here's Carlos Santana with Black Magic Woman.
Thank you. so bad.